Vayter in Shas and Daf Lamed Hey, picking up at the very top line. Now, we had left off and we were discussing a concept, and that is if a person, you go eat something out in the field, then you're not chayv and take it from maestros because it's known as derech arai. But if you eat something derech keva, then you're going to be chayv in maestros. Then we went on to say that even Shabbos itself, even if it's something which you would be eating arai, based off the pasuk v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg, even in arai, a temporary style eating on Shabbos is considered kavua, and since that's the case, you are now going to be chayev in maisos, even though it's not gmar melachton. Even arai, it's considered that it's kavua. That's what the Gemara I said yesterday. We tried to bring arai from our Mishnah, supported from our Mishnah, that it says that something which you go ahead on Shabbos, you set aside for Shabbos, that it's going to be eaten on Shabbos, that you're going to be chayav already in Maisos. So the Gemara, not arai. You know why? Because the reason you're going to be chayav over there in Maisos is not because of Shabbos, but because bepeh, you said, I want to set this aside in order to eat this. So that itself is what was koveh it. That's what we left off with. So at this stage, we now want to point out, the Gemara is going to jump in now and say that our Mishnah, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, certainly cannot agree with this because he says something in another Mishnah, which seems to say very much not like that. And what is that thing he says? He says the following. I'm going to spell this out, then we're going to read it all inside. He speaks out a concept of if there's a circumstance where somebody, let's say you have a vat of olives, and you want to take out of that vat of olives one at a time. You take one, and then you salt it, and then you eat it. That was a normal way what they did. If you do one at a time, it's called a rai, and you're fine, and you don't have to take off any trumas or maisos, everything's fine. But if you take out 10 at a time, so then that's a problem, you're going to be chayv in maisos. However, Rabbi Eliezer over there says that's only if it's something that you're not able to return back to the vat. But if you'd be able to return it back to the vat, then it wouldn't be chayiv in maisos. Interesting. So you see, even a case where there's an action done that you physically take out from the vat and you bring it like 10 or 15, 20 of them at a time where you set it aside as keva, even then, it's not chayv in maestros if you can return it and you actually do return it. So kal vachomer, speaking itself, is not going to do it. Now, where do we see all this? Let's take a look. That's going to be the question. And to see that it can't be that it's Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to try to give an answer that no, we're good. We're going to knock off that answer, which is going to bring us back to a point we said yesterday. We'll explain that as we get there. Here we go. Zuck the Gemara. Va'lo mosero chozer. Is it true that stuff that's left over, you're able to return back to the original place? V'shamina le'le Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer, Da'amar, Kol Heichad, Demosro, Choser, Lo, Kava. And Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says that anytime you can go and put it back to its place, it's not in a state of Keva. So clearly, even if you just use your mouth to set aside for tomorrow, it's not going to be a state of Keva. The Tanan is related to the Mishnah. Hanotel Zeisim Min Amaton. Somebody goes in and takes olives from this vat. Tovel Achas, Achas, Bemelech, Fa'ochel. You could dip one at a time in salt and then eat it. Ve'im Notel V'nasa, Nufan of Asara. But if you took a 10 and you dip them, oh, now you made into a keva meal, and now you're going to be chayiv to take off maisos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, minamaton tor chayiv, minamaton tamei potter. He comes in, he says, no, listen, if you took it from a pure matan, in other words, everything was taller there, then you're a chayiv in maisos. But min a matan tamei, if it's one that's tamei, then you're putter. Mipneshu machzer samoser, because you could return it. Now, what in the world does that mean? And that's what the Gemara asks. Vavinaba, maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What's the difference between the reisha and the seifa? Why is it if the vat is tahor, then now you're chayiv if you took off 10 in maisos? But if it's tamei, then you don't have to, you could return it. Says the Gemara, Avam Rabbi Avoi explains, Reisha b'matan tar v'gavra tameh. The Reisha is talking about a case where the actual vat itself was tahor, but you are tameh. So what ends up happening is, if you take it out, you find a way to take it out without actually touching it, you take it out, but now you touch the olives become tameh. And once it become tameh, you can no longer return it back to the vat because it's going to be tameh everything else. Delo matzi mahadile, you're not able to return it. Therefore, since you're not able to return it, so now you had in mind, I'm eating all this, therefore it's now keva and you're chayiv in maisos. Seifa, where it says, if it's tahor, is b'matan tameh, I'm sorry, where it says it's tameh, and therefore you're not chayiv in maisos, you're Seifa, I think that's the lashon. Yeah, mina matan tamei is pater. Seifa b'matan tamei v'gavr tamei. We're talking about the vadis tamei and the gavr's tamei. The matzim hadalei is able to return it because what's the problem? The guy, the thing, he's tamei, it's tamei, so there's no problem. So therefore, he has in mind he takes out 10, but he only wants to eat one or two, and the rest he's going to put back, and therefore he's not chayev in maisros. So if you recall yesterday, we spoke about a concept of a Shemitah year. In Shemitah, there's no Maisos, right? But the inference of that was that on a non-Shemitah year, that we had said a statement that a non-Shemitah year, this stuff, you have to take off Maisos because just the way that you verbalized it yourself. Clearly, Rabbi Eliezer is not going to agree with that concept. Because why? Because they can go back to the original place. So says the Gemara, no. He does agree with that. And Masnisa Nami b'muksa tahor v'gavr tamei. Our Mishnah was talking about a case where the muksa, meaning that food that you're setting aside, was tahor v'gavr tamei, the person's tamei. So when he takes it from there, he's not just he verbalized it, but he actually taking it from there already caused it to be that it's tamei, that it can't go back. And that's why the lomatzim hadalei, and you can't actually put it back. So really it can be that he agrees with this concept. Frek the Gemara, nice try. That doesn't make any sense. Valo muchzorin v'om dinein. In our Mishnah, he never took anything. It was only that he verbalized he's going to take it. And therefore, it's already like it's already put back. It's sitting there. It never moved anywhere. And yet you're still saying that it's going to be chayev in Maisros. Must be something fishy's going on here. So, kum tochais, what comes out from all this? We know Rabbi Eliezer from the other Mishnah comes and tells us that even if a person physically separates something, if it's able to go back, that it's not considered a state of keva, and therefore you don't take off meiser. But in this Mishnah, we talk about the muksa shtickle, that a person goes and he verbalizes it, right? Then he goes out, he's going to be chayev. He verbalizes tomorrow, this is set aside for Shabbos, that it's going to be that it is keva. Must be against what we said yesterday when we knocked off and tried to knock it off, but now it comes back alive, that the reason why, and the taka is a raya from our Mishnah, the reason why it's chayev is not because of verbalization of setting aside for food, but rather the reason is because of Shabbos. Shabbos itself sets it up to be that it's now keva. And now it backs up, which is yesterday of Nachman had said that Shabbos makes something keva even if it's not gemar melacha. Wow, that was a mouthful. Frek the Gemara, El Amar of Ashi, Amar of Shimi Barashi, Rabbi Eliezer Kamart, you're going to bring a raya for Rabbi Eliezer from the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer Latamei. We can say Rabbi Eliezer, he goes according to his own reasoning somewhere else. The Amar Truma Kava. We know that you think of Trumas and Maisos. But really, it's only once it's Gemar Melachto. But what happens if a person went ahead and they took off Truma, even when it wasn't Gemar Melachto, everything is completely finished and ready and good to go. You took off Truma at that stage? Truma sets in motion. Now you have to take off Maisos. So maybe just like over there, and he says V'kol Shekin Shabbos, and certainly Shabbos would go ahead and do that as well, as Rashi says D'chashiva Achilasa, like it says V'kosel Shabbos Oneg. Rashi says Aval Rabbanu Neim Alecha Deisev Ki Echid Pligi B'Truma Pligi B'Shabbos. Just like we argue with them on Truma, we argue with them on Shabbos as well. And maybe they would argue that they would say that by Truma of that Shabbos also is not going to make you chayiv. The Tanan, as we learned in a Mishnah in Maisos, Perus Shetarmon Ad Shelo Nigmar Melachton. If you take off Truma before it was Gemar Melachton, before it was finished, Uvus is the dinner, but Eliezer Oselecho Man Arai, says you're not allowed to Arai. The Chacham Matirin, but the Chacham argue, and they say, no, you are allowed to Arai. So therefore, it's like, are you there? They argue here on the Mishnah as well. So you can't bring a raya from this Mishnah because maybe Rabbi Eliezer is just a Das Yachid, and the Chachamim would argue on this Mishnah just like they argue in another area. Don't forget what we're doing over here. We're trying to bring a raya at this stage for Rav Nachman said yesterday that Shabbos is already koveyed. So we tried to bring a raya. We said we have it in our hands. We know it's true, but now we're trying to bring a raya. So we try again. Toshima mi seifa. Let's bring a raya from the seifa. V'chachamim orim. Ad she yirshum v'yomer mikan v'ad kan. Until he sets aside, this is a mishnah yesterday, and he says, I'm going to have from here and until here. We said they don't know the Breira, and therefore it's got to be specifically where they're taking from. Now we do just like we did in the other within Rabbi Eliezer, we did yesterday. Taima derev Shabbos b'shivias to la bar yisuru. The reason why you're not chayiv to take off and you're allowed to actually eat it because it's erev Shabbos of shivias, and therefore there's no ma'aseh that we take off. Habashar shnei shavu de b'nei yisurin inu asurim, but it would be like the rest of the years when you do have a chiyuv of ma'aser, then it would be asur on Shabbos because you have to take off ma'aser. My taima lav mishum the Shabbos kava, isn't it because of the fact that Shabbos is koveya? So we see even the chachamim is doing this, right? That even something which is not completely nigmar, it wasn't gemar malachto, still it's going to be chayev, and this does back up of Nachman. And then we knock this off, lo, shani hasa, in that case is different. Kevin to amr mikan v'ad kanan, the ochel l'machar, kavalei. Since he said I'm eating from here until here, this type of food exactly, kavalei, that itself makes it chayev. The fact that he spoke it out, and not the actual Shabbos itself. Go through the same process we dealt with last time. Yachi Mayer Shabbos. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Afilu b'chol nami. This would even be so on chol. Says Gemara, no. Kamash malon the tevel muchan who eats on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos and take off. But if you did, you violated and you did it, then it would actually work. She'em aver v'tikno, then mesukan, it does work. So we still see this says it's not because of Shabbos. So we have no way, at this stage, it doesn't back up Rav Nachman, who says that Shabbos is koveya, something that is going to be chayef in Ma'isos. This Mishnah doesn't back it up. Frek the Gemara Kasha Ramin here. Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer, Adur Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said a minute ago that Shabbos is koveya, and you're chayef to think of Ma'isos, even if it's not Gemara Malacha. According to Rabbi Eliezer, but we're about to see in a second, Rabbi is going to say Shabbos is not koveya if it's something that's not going to be considered keva if it's or kavua if it's not gemar melachto. Let's take a look. Let's say they're eating an eskol. It's a cluster of grapes. And Rashi says that a stam eskol is not gemar melacha. You know why? Because generally they use ledricha kami. It's used to trample on in order to get the grapes out, to get the wine out. So it's used for wine. So you're eating eskol. It's clearly not gemar melacha. You're eating in your garden and you go into your chatzer, into your courtyard. And we know, you come into the chatzer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yigmar, he says, you can finish it off. Don't worry about it. You can continue eating it over there because a chatzer is not kovas davashel nigmar melachto. It wasn't finished its process. Therefore, a chatzer is not going to have an impact on that. That is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, lo yigmar, you should not go ahead and finish it off because he holds a taka. It does have an impact. He holds that a chatzer is kovas davar shal nigmar melechto. Chashcha b'leil Shabbos. Let's say you're eating it on Friday and it goes into Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, omer yigmar, finish it off. Rabbi Yeshua, omer lo yigmar, don't finish it off. Rabbi Eliezer, saying you could finish it off, must be because he holds that even though Shabbos is not going to be koveya something which is not gemar melechto. Rabbi Yeshua says, don't finish it because it's considered Gemar Malachto. But you just said a second ago that Rabbi Eliezer says Shabbos is going to make you Chayiv and Meiser because it's considered even something that's Gemar Malachto. It's Kovet. So what's going on? Is it or is it not Kovet? Answer the Gemara, no, you misunderstood what he meant. Hasam kidigatani taima. Over there, it's like he explained, like the following, Rabbi Nosson Omer. Lo kisham Rabbi Eliezer yigmor, b'chatzer yigmor, eliyotze chutz l'chatzer yigmor. When he says he went from the gina into the chatzer and he said finish it off, he didn't mean finish it in the chatzer. That's a problem, because even the chatzer is going to be koveya it if it's not even gemar malachto. Eliyotze, you should go out chutz l'chatzer yigmor. Make sure you're doing this outside of the chatzer, otherwise you're going to be chayef. He didn't mean to finish on Shabbos. You should wait till after Shabbos and then Yigmor, then finish it up. So clearly you see the Rabbi Eliezer does hold our Mishnah, this Mishnah, that Shabbos is Kover something even if it's not Gemar Melachto. Comes along a statement that kind of throws a monkey wrench into this whole discussion. Ki asa Rav and Amar of Yochanan. If Yochanan came along and he says, Echad Shabbos, Ve'echad Truma, Ve'echad Chatzer, Vechad mekach, kulon, all of these ain't coven, Ella bedavar shenigma melachton. Only something which is nigma melachton is it going to be koveya. Now, we know and we understand Shabbos we spoke about. In other words, is Shabbos going to be koveya to dig off maisos? Or it's only if it's gemar melachton? Apparently he's saying only if it's gemar melachton. Truma, even if you took off truma first, it's not going to go out and necessitate maisos unless it's gemar melachton. Chatzah, you brought into the chatzah unless it's gemar melachton. And mekach. Mekach is also a din that what? That a person goes out and they sell it before gemar melachton. In such a case also, Rav Yochanan would say that it's not going to go, it's not going to, ain koven el abadavish in gemar melachton. If it's not gemar melachton, it's not going to be chayv maisos. Now, why is he paskin' like this? Must be there's a machlokas. Let's break it down. Number one, Shabbos. Lafuke mi de Hillel. This goes against Hillel. Ditanya, as we learned in a braisa. Hamamer peros mimakum lamakum lik look shem. Different lashon over here. Likitzios. We switch to look at Masoros Shas. Someone goes in and they collect fruits from all from the different places. They bring them all up in order to likitzios, in order to have them to make them to spread them out, and we would dry them. The reason is to dry it. V'kidush aleihem al-yom, and then what happens? It becomes Shabbos. What's the din? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hillel atzma oser. He says Hillel himself comes in aser. Rashi says Hillel avado oser. Mashman the whole dor chalukin alav. Everyone argues on him, and therefore since it's not gemar melachton, therefore it's not going to be chayiv a maisos, and it's not going to be aser. That is case number one that we just spoke about. Beep, turn the page. Lamed hey omed beis. Chatzer, what's the din of chatzer? La fuki mi de Rabbi Yaakov. Yo, the Tanai, as we learned in the Mishnah, maisos, hamavir te'ini b'chatzer likto. Someone goes in and brings out. He brings his stuff into the chatzer in order to go and spread it out. Again, liyabshan, or to be miyavish them, to dry them out. Banavu b'nei beisa ochlem im arayu, you can eat it derech arayu. Upatur min amayisar, it's potter from taking off maisos, because it's not gemar melachton, even though it's in the chatzer. V'tani alon, on that, Rav Yaakov Mechayev, he comes in, he says, no, you're chayev. Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda potter, and he comes against it, and he says, you're going to be potter. So that's number two that Rav Yochanan says. Again, remember, this is also going against Rav Nachman. He's the one who said to a blot and a half ago already, that Shabbos itself is going to be koveh, even though it's not gemar melachton. So the first part of it, that like Hillel, he seems to be going like Hillel, and Vilchon's going against that. He's also going against the concept that we just said now when it comes to chatzer. What's the third case? Truma lafukim de Rabbi Eliezer. This comes against Rabbi Eliezer at the time we learned in the Mishnah. Peros shetarman ad shalo nigma melachton. If he goes, you took off truma before it was done. Rabbi Eliezer oser lechel memarai. He says, not eat the marai anymore because if you take off maisos now, the chachamim atirim, they argue on it. And that is all those cases. Now, the last final case is Mekach. Kidetanya. Pull the switcheroo over there. Kidetanya. The case of a sale is like we learned in a braisa. Halokech the enemy Ama Aretz. Someone goes and buys figs from Ama Aretz. And now. Oh, jump the gun. If you buy teinim figs from Ama Aretz, b'makom sherov b'nei adam darsin, in a place where majority of people are doris them. What does that mean? They're doris them. That means that they go ahead and they push them all together to make like fig cakes, and therefore at this stage it's not yet considered complete. It's not gemar melachton. Ochem em arai, you're allowed to eat it arai ma'asrin demai, and he takes off ma'aser from demai. As Rashi points out, Ma'asin Demai means to say when you go ahead and you're going to take off Meiser from it, you take off Meiser of Demai, meaning that since every time, like the din of every time you go and you buy something from Ama Aretz, Ain Sarach Lahafrish Truma, Delochashidi Allah, we're not worried they didn't take off Truma. They did take off Truma. V'lor Mina and Hani Vade Lomasi, the Kodum Gwar Malacha, Lo Asrinu, Ama Aretz, the Kasavra Haitana, Yesh, Shema'asim Kodum Gwar Malacha, which says that you do have to take off Meiser, like din of demai. Shema mina talas. We learn three things out from this. Shema mina mekach eno kovas elo bedavar shenigma melachto. That only with something which is already gemar melachto is it going to impact it. You don't have to take off meiser yet. Ushma mina rov amaretz ma'asin hein. And we say over here the majority of amaretzim they do take off meiser. Therefore, you don't have to take it off again. Sorry, not that you don't have to take it off again, but as Rashi points out, we're makel over here and saying you have to take it off only like it's demai. Demai means damai. What is it? It's a drabban and dikadin. That shows that we hold that most amaretzim they do take off meisers. And the fact that we go and we do it is we're being machmir. Ushma mina ma'asrin demai me'ama aretz. I think I just said that. Ushma mina ame. Oh no, sorry. The first one we say is Ushma mina eno kovas Ella b'davar shetigmar malachto. Number one. Number two, Ushma mina rov ha'maretz ma'asenein. And number three, Ushma mina ma'asen d'may ma'amaretz afilu b'davar shel nigmar malachto. And we see from here that you go and you take off ma'aser of d'may, of an ama'aretz, even with something that the malacha wasn't finished. Ula fuke me'adat tanan. And this goes against that which we learned in the Mishnah, that ha-machlif peros im chavero, someone goes and he switches fruits with his friends. Rashi says ha-machlif, it's hainu mekach, that's like a sale, it's like a, you're trading. Zelechol v'zelechol, zelixos v'zelixos, zelechol v'zelixos. Whether we're talking about a case of each one wants to eat that which they're trading, or what we're talking about is zelixos, one of them wants to go ahead and they want to dry, and the other also wants to dry it, or one wants to eat, the other wants to dry it out. Chayev, in all these circumstances, you're going to be chayev to go and take off maisos before you go and you eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lechol chayev, lixos pater. As Rashi says, if you want a lechol, if you want to eat it now, that means that what? Zed daito lechol chayev, zed shed daito lechol chayev, deli didei gemar melachahu. Therefore, you're going to be chayev. But lixos, if it's just to go ahead and to lie it out, to dry him out, then you're going to be pater. So we see the Rav Yochanan goes against this concept in these four cases, and he ends up by telling us that you are not chayev to go ahead and bring maaser from something which is not gemar melachto. Hadron alocha mevi. Before we do the hadron, I just want to point out, so we did leave off at the end that really we don't have a rayam that we're going to go like our Mishnah. We could say Eliezer maybe does come and tell us such a concept that something which is even not gemar melachto and Shabbos is going to go ahead and cause it to make it that it is chayev. Even if it's Zarka Malachton, but then we brought up that maybe that's the Chachamim argue on them, just like they argue in another place, so actually don't end up with a good raya for him. Okay, but nonetheless, Hadron Alecha, maybe you know what we say. Hey, we said we're going to Hadron Chalim, let's do it. Chav Tesem Abeis, the Mishnah starts out by telling us, Hamevi Badayayin, Kadayayin Mimakom Lamakom. Someone's going bringing pitcher barrels of wine from one place to another. Loivim Besalavukuba, don't do in a way that it looks like you're doing extra, and then we end up by saying, if you really need to, then you actually can do such a thing. Okay, we are Yotze Zayin, next perek, final perek. Zuck, the next Mishnah, the final perek, the fifth perek, perek Meshilin. Zuck, the Heilige Mishnah, Meshilin Peres Derech Aruba Biyomtov. We're talking about over here, let's say you have stuff that's on your roof. You have produce that's up over there, and you have it drying up there, right? So you have chitim or saorin that are up there, and they're lying over there. You want to dry it out. And you see rain is coming, and you want it now. You don't want the rain. It's going to get ruined. We allowed you to go and take it and open up the skylight, throw it down through the skylight. This is nishkin a problem, because not tircha yisir. But oh, not if there's like a little top part, and it's going in a window. You have to lift it up and throw it through. That's too much of a tircha. But you're through the skylight. Avaloba Shabbos, but you can't do it on Shabbos. Umechasin peros bekelim b'nei ad. Dlaf. Let's say you have pears, fruits, and there's some sort of drip, and it's dripping in over there. You're allowed to take some sort of cloth and cover over these peros. Rashi says, not considered a torech shalul l'tzorech yom tavu. We allow the Rabbanan allow us to do this because of hefsed mamun. So you have rain that's dripping through the roof, and you don't want it to go ahead and come onto the fruit. You're allowed to go and put something on top of it. And also if you have barrels, pitchers of wine and pitchers of oil, the same thing. We can go and we can cover it. Venos and kli, tachas adlaf b'shabbos. You're even allowed to put a kli underneath where it's dripping in order to be makabel, the water to fall into it, because of tina fabai said it shouldn't make their house a mess. That's even on Shabbos. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Jumps to the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to deal just with grammar stuff. It's not issues. It's just saying, by the way, use a lushin of mashilin, which you could drop it in. You could throw it down into it. There were other Lashonos that could have been used, and those Lashonos also would have been fine. And that's what the Mishnah is going to do right now. It's going to show us other Lashonos where we see that those Lashonos also mean like lowering down or dropping in. And then we're going to bring another three Lashonos that it could have been used as well. Itmar, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rav Nasan. Chad Tani Meshilin, one of them says that the word that the Mishnah, it says over there, it says Meshilin. One says it's Meshilin. The Chad Tani Meshilin actually used the lotion of Meshilin. Amar Marzucha, Man Tani Meshilin, Lomishtabish, the one who said Meshilin, he's not making a mistake. Man Tani Meshilin, Lomishtabish, he's also not making a mistake. Both of them are lashonas of lowering and could have been used. Man Tani Meshilin, Lomishtabish, he didn't make a mistake. Lachsev is really in a pasuk in Devarim, we just read it recently. Lachsev, Ki Yishal Zeisecha, your olive tree are going to drop down and throw down the fruit. And Rashi says even before it's ready. So we see a lushin of yishal, like mashilin, means it's going to be dropped down. Umadatani mashchilin l'mishtabish is not making a mistake either. At the time, we learned in the Mishnah by Bechoros, hashachal v'akosel. Rashi switches the order, but shachal and kosel. Shachal means what? Shenishmita yirecho, that the hip is nishmata, goes out of place, known as a dislocated hip. Kusel she'echad miyarko sav gavoa mechaverta. Kusel means one of the hips is higher than the other hips. So we see one of the lashon is called shachol when it's going from top to bottom. It's going from up to down. It's going down. It means one area is lower than the other one. So we see those lashonos could have been used. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, Man Tanya, you could have been even used another three lashonos. Man Tanya, Mashirin lo mishtabesh, one who could have used the lashon of Mashirin, it wouldn't have been a mistake because also is a lashon of lowering. Basically of going down. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Man Tanya, Mashirin lo mishtabesh, he's not making a mistake. Man Tanya, Mashirin lo mishtabesh, Man Tanya, Manshirin lo mishtabesh. All three of these could have been used. Man Tanya, Mashirin lo mishtabesh, because we find in the Mishnah, the time we looked in the Mishnah, Nazir, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Nazir lo yachal frosh ba'adam, he should not rub his hair with a certain type of dirt, because if you do such a thing, v'nisha mashir es hasair, it causes the hair to come out, to fall out, you know, it's like to fall, to go down. Man Tanya, Mashirin lo mishtabesh, it's not a problem. You could have used that also, but this time we're going to mention Kalim, Hashchor Vazug Shel Saparim. These are Rashi says Shafor is a tar, a razor and scissors. Afal Pisha Nechlukutamein. Even though they separate from one another, it's not considered tummy because it can still be used for the process of what they're meant to be used for, and that is to remove the hair and also to be falling out and falling down. Uman the Tani Manshirin Lo Mishtabesh. No one says Manshirin is not a problem either. The Tani was learning to the Mishnah Shabbos. Misha Nashu Kalib Amayim. Mahalichbam, someone whose clothing fell off. Rashi says, "Vehein misnagvin v'holchin ve'eino choshei she'achshadu she'kibson." They fall off and then they get wet and they get into water. You can go and you can wear them and not worry. People can think you did kibus. Ve'eino choshei she'and don't worry about that. Inami, another way, another place we find this. Mehadatan, another mishnah peya. Ezu leket, what's considered leket? Leket means one of the things that has to be left over for in ani. And it says, "Izu leket hanoshe b'shas katsira," stuff that falls off at the time you're being kotzer, that you're reaping in the harvest. And here too, we see something which is falling. So all these lashonos could have been used as well. Okay, now we start to get into the Mishnah itself, asking certain questions. Tonight we looked in the Mishnah, Mashilin Peres Derech Aruba Yontov. You let it go and bring from the roof, drop it into the Aruba. Frak the Gemara Ad Kama. How much can you do? Rashi points out, how much can you do that it's going to be that we don't say it's a Tircha Yisera? You can do 1,000 boxes worth. Clearly not. Amar Av Zer, Amar Av Asiv, Amar Abi Asi, Amar Av Yochran, Kosa Shishanina. We looked just like we learned in a Mishnah, we're going to see in Shabbos. Mifan and Arba v'chamish kupol shel tevin v'shel tevua. You can go and you can clear out 4 or 5 different boxes of straw or of grains of food. Mipnei orchin, mipnei bittel beis hamedrash, because of guests that are there. Rashi says that you have guests to eat over there and there's no place for them to sit. Or bittel beis hamedrash, the Talmidim will have a place to go and sit and learn. You'll have to get 4 or 5 boxes out of. So here too, you could do that as well. Frek the Gemara, we're going to see 3 different ways. This way, maybe though each one, maybe you can't compare the two, in 2 in one direction, 1 in the other. Vadilma shiny hotsum, he could build the base of medrash. Maybe over there, let it do 4 or 5 because it's built the base medrash, and that's why. But if here's no bit of base medrash, Shavalhacha deleka bit of base medrash, lo. Over here, there's no bit of base medrash, therefore, we wouldn't say that it's okay. And Rashi points out that all you have hefsid mamun, maybe they wouldn't be makel in such a case. So you can bring a raya from there. Inami, another reason why you can't compare them is hasam hainu time in the arba v'chamish kupos shari. Over there we said that's why you let 4 or 5 boxes. Okay, mishum Shabbos the chamir v'lo siluzuzulibay. Since Shabbos is very chamor and people are not going to be mizalzal in it, so we allow you to go ahead and do 4 or 5 boxes. But over here people are not as careful when it comes to yantif. Av yomtov to kill v'asiluzulibay. They're making. People are going to be, you know, come to Mizalza, Klala, Klala, maybe we wouldn't let you do it at all. Well, clearly not. The Mishnah says you can do it, but even less than 4 or 5. Inami, Lidichis, or maybe this actually goes the opposite way. Rashi says, Yesh lost his tam letzad acher, Shiatiru kan yosim isha. Maybe we should allow on Yantav to do even more than you do on Shabbos. Because Hasam Hayinu time over there, the reason why we let you only do 4 or 5 is the Lekha Hefzid Mammon. There's no Hefzid Mammon. Avalachid Hika Hefzid Mammon. Here where you're going to lose money by leaving the grain out on the roof and it's getting all ruined. Feel it to Vanami. Maybe you'd even allow to do even more. even more than four or five boxes. We're going to stop right here in the middle of this, turning over to the next page. I'm going to wish all y'all right now, though, all y'all should have a great, great day.